This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kelly, certainly some concern in the recent weeks here in Western New York over issues with domestic violence leading to a couple of homicides, the recent one taking place in Amherst on Tuesday. Is there a growing concern among domestic violence advocates now as a result of the recent homicides here in Western New York?
Yes, and first, we would like to extend our heartfelt condolences to both of these families. We dedicate our lives to helping victims. While the amount of cases that we're seeing is, you know, it's still very troubling, what we are most concerned about is the dramatic rise in the types of cases that we are seeing. When the Family Justice Center first opened its forensic medical unit, for example, it was to document severe injuries like broken ribs and black eyes, and you would think that would be bad enough. Now we're dealing with strangulations, stabbings, and shootings or threats of shooting almost daily. And the stories that we're hearing are also illustrative of those instances that can easily lead to homicide. So obviously, we are gravely concerned.
What may be some of the trends that you guys are seeing this summer that is of concern and the impact of those trends?
So we're seeing a trend of repeat offenders committing really heinous acts of violence. And sadly, the public and law enforcement are now responding to not one, but two gruesome murders. Our advocates do danger assessments, and those assessments provide a score that help us determine the level of danger a victim may be in and the risk of homicide. And sadly, many of the cases that we're seeing, they're landing in this severe to extreme risk for lethality, and we're really witnessing this play out firsthand. Overall, our caseload tends to still be around 1,500 to 2,000 cases per year. However, right now, our daily numbers are rising and have certainly gone up in the last 30 to 40 days. So our first client of the day, we assign the letter A, and it goes up the alphabet from there. There are often days where we're making it to the letter M. Other days have exceeded that. And as a result, we actually have a waiting time because all of our client living rooms are in full use.
With both of these recent domestic violence incidents, there were instances of strangulation of the victims. And you made mention that strangulation is among some of the incidents that are on the rise. I mean, how much of a growing concern is that? And why is it important to note when there are reports of strangulation in such incidents?
Yes, thank you for asking this. This is something that we have really been sounding the alarm on for over a year. Strangulation in combination with easy access to a firearm is a danger zone, and not just for the victim, but for our entire community. Mass murders and attacks on police are rooted in domestic violence. stranglers are often the culprits. And it's important to distinguish just an average abuser from a strangler. These are very different people. And there is a direct connection, and there's a lot of data on this, actually. So we're concerned for our entire community, because these are people who have proved by suffocating someone that they are willing to kill. It is especially concerning because many strangulations or reports of strangulation get pled down to a misdemeanor, which they call obstruction of breathing. So now this person, this perpetrator, is let go, and their victim is actually now 750 times more likely to be killed by that same partner. And now we have an angry abuser on the loose who is capable of following through with threats, not only on the victim, but to the public. So unfortunately, now we are, you know, grieving alongside two families, but we should certainly be doing all that we can to prevent another attack, you know, like the 514 massacre that happened right here in Buffalo as well.
What obstacles do you face as the largest domestic violence agency on the front lines of this work and what you do?
We cannot do this work alone. This really requires a community response. We need to not just assume the root cause, but learn it and act on it immediately. Why are these cases escalating? Why are we seeing what we're seeing? Why are we, you know, why are people being let out after numerous, you know, charges? We need a combined effort, and we need to expedite it. There's really a shared responsibility here. Everybody is affected by domestic violence. We don't know who is next, but we certainly need the assurance that when the system takes over, that victims are and will be protected, and that there will be accountability for the perpetrator. So quite frankly, this is going to take much better coordination. And, you know, we can provide resources and some safety and support, but we are just one piece, and we really can't bear this burden alone.
So what's important for victims to understand in getting help if they are finding themselves victims of domestic violence, and also the precautions that they can take for themselves?
One, it's really important for people to realize that they are not alone, and also to go it alone can really put them in even more danger, in more at risk. As hard as it is, and we know how hard it is, and we are a staff that includes survivors. The survivors need to take the precautions and follow through the safety plan that is given by their advocate. Our advocates are experts in this, and they are experts for a reason. So for example, following through on completing a family offense petition so that can actually be filed to obtain an order of protection. Following through with the steps given is really what separates a victim from a survivor.
Very good, Kelly. Is there anything else you care to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
You know, I would just really urge anybody that feels unsafe in their relationship to reach out to our team. They are wonderful women who care and who believe them and who understand what they're going through. We want people to come to us before things escalate to the severe level of danger that we're currently seeing. You know, get help before it's too late.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.